The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Business Book Club, where we bring the best business and personal development books to life with real-world insights you can actually use. Today, let's do something a little different. Let's quiet the noise. In a world that's constantly shouting, selling, networking, and demanding attention, we're talking about the power of being quiet. Today's book is the brilliant and beautifully written Quiet by Susan Cain. It's a book that challenges the way we think about success, leadership, creativity, and how we undervalue introversion. Because guess what? Some of the most effective leaders, the most brilliant minds, and the most quietly powerful innovators are introverts, and it's time we stop overlooking them or trying to turn them into something they're not. The central message of Quiet is this: we live in a culture that celebrates extroversion, but severely underestimates the power of introverts. From classrooms to boardrooms, we reward the loudest voices, the boldest personalities, and the people who speak up fast and often. But as Susan Cain reveals, being quiet isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. Introverts process deeply. They think before they speak. They bring calm, focus, and empathy. And they often lead in ways that are more thoughtful, more inclusive, and, honestly, more sustainable. Let's break down a few of the big takeaways from Quiet that are especially relevant for the workplace and leadership. One, introversion isn't shyness. Big one. Shyness is fear of social judgment. Introversion is about how you get your energy. Introverts recharge alone. Extroverts recharge through social interaction. And understanding that difference is key, especially for managers and team leads. Two, open plan offices and constant collaboration don't serve everyone. Some people do their best thinking in quiet, focused spaces. Not everyone wants or needs a brainstorming session to be creative. Sometimes solitude breeds the best ideas. Three, great leaders aren't always loud. Introverted leaders tend to be better listeners. They empower their teams. They make space for others to shine rather than needing the spotlight themselves. Cain highlights leaders like Rosa Parks, Warren Buffett, and Bill Gates, all powerful introverted figures who made massive impact without dominating a room. Four, groupthink can drown out original ideas. When the loudest person in the room leads the thinking, more measured and often more insightful, ideas get lost. Encouraging reflection, written feedback, and independent thinking can unlock hidden brilliance. Five, the goal isn't to fix introverts, it's to value them. Too many workplaces try to stretch introverts into extroverted molds. This can lead to burnout and missed potential. Instead, the challenge is to build cultures that celebrate diverse styles, where introverts can thrive just as they are. Susan Cain shares stories of professionals, artists, and business leaders who found their voice not by being louder, but by being authentic. She even talks about how she herself, as a lifelong introvert, became a best-selling author and a TED speaker, not by pretending to be someone she's not, but by embracing who she really is. That's the shift this book offers, not just to introverts, but to all of us. So here's my final thought. Whether you're an introvert, an extrovert, or somewhere in between, quiet reminds us that there's power in reflection, in pause, in careful thought. And if you're leading a team, managing a business, or raising a child, don't just celebrate the loudest voice. Listen for the quiet one too. That voice might just change everything. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Business Book Club. If this resonated with you, like, subscribe, and drop a comment. Are you an introvert, extrovert, or ambivert? And how do you do your best work? See you next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.